episode 1013, The Beauty of Being You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is almost the weekend, and that means today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Yes, it's all about the beauty of being you. You didn't know that you were going to be the topic of conversation. Well, you are, and you're a mighty fine one. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It's not easy living one way, dreaming of another. But the beauty of being you awakens your soul. It keeps your dreams alive when everything around you is crumbling. You don't always get what you want. Wouldn't that be nice? Some of your days are filled with more hurt than happiness. Yet the beauty of being you gives you strength to rise above your circumstances. What are your circumstances today? What are you floundering in? What battle are you up against? Maybe it seems like it's a Monday on a Thursday, or you just wish it was truly the weekend, that maybe everything would just melt away. The thing is you have everything you need to fulfill your dreams. You don't need to go hunting under rocks or climbing tall, tall mountains. You need to be you. In Ephesians 2:10, it says this: we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has given you everything you need. He has opened and closed doors in which you should walk, or the way you should go. What is keeping you from walking with him and what he has prepared for you? Maybe the other option is just to walk alone. Maybe you're feeling that today. Maybe you have been actually doing life by yourself. Married, but you don't know really who you're sleeping next to. Taking care of kids that just keep asking you, when mommy, when is this going to be done? When daddy? Come on, can't we go do this? Come on, I want this. Life pulling on your heartstrings. What is keeping you from walking with Christ and what he has prepared? You can try and rationalize any excuse you want, but ultimately, it's you. You have the choice, and the choice is with you right now in this moment. Maybe you're driving, you're off to work. Maybe you're on your lunch break. Maybe you're working out and you are running like crazy and you just hear me in your ears and you're like, Christiane, you're singing my song. But what do I do? What do I do? You have a choice. And the choice is to try and be someone else or to be you. The beauty of being you. When you have a hard moment, and for some, it's a multitude of moments that make a season in your life. You know, it's either small or it's really, really humongous. Reframe what you are seeing and change your perspective. We think that things should just turn out because they should turn out the way they are. Life doesn't work that way. We have all different things coming at us. People that we love coming at us. People that we can't stand coming at us. Strangers that we don't even know coming at us. And then we have everything else that floods our social media feeds, our TV, all the other noise. Some of the noise matters, most of it doesn't. But what happens is we get, you know, engulfed in this. I can remember when we first moved back to Hawaii. You see, I'm from Hawaii. I was born there, and then I graduated from high school there. Loved it. Still love it. Wish I was there, but now I'm here, and that's okay. I still have Ohana over there, and I love Hawaii. It has just a very, very special place in my heart and for our family. So on our way back there, my father was transferred there and for the military. And so we got over there and it was the first time at the beach. on the North Shore. Little did I know how it was going to wreck my bikini. Now, I got to tell you, I wouldn't be doing that now because I know better. Of course, you wouldn't catch me in a bikini very often anymore now, and not after 5 children. Okay, you can just imagine. Go there with me. Okay, don't. We'll just skip that part because this is all about inspiration, and me in a bikini is not inspiration. But it is a good laugh, and I hope you're smiling by now. So fast forward, go back in time, and we are at the North Shore in Hawaii. And those waves get really, really high. And if you're a surfer, you know that's where you go. Head over to the North Shore. That's where you want to be. Well, I was loving the beach. I still love the beach. I love feeling the sand between my toes. I love just sitting in it. There's just something that's so warming. And then you look out, and you can see forever. And it doesn't stop. And there's waves over there and waves, you know, on the other side. And you're like, oh my gosh, it just looks like a forever. But then you put yourself in it. And all of a sudden, you're a part of that wave. And that wave is a 20 or 30 foot wave. And you come crashing down on the beach. Well, let's just say that bikini didn't fit very well after that crash. I had a little bit of sand everywhere. I had no idea sand could get in places. Oh, it was all there. And it was crazy. That's how life is sometimes, right? We think it's all so beautiful, but we get in it and we get tossed and we get turned and we get twisted and we get thrown about. And there's more hurt than there is happiness. But in every hard moment, there's a soft landing, and that soft landing is Jesus Christ. But you have to change your perspective. Ask for what you are to do and where you are to go. Seek through the eyes of Christ and what he has prepared for you. A lot of us are trying to do everything on our own. Stop it. Just stop it already. I know I've been there. I've tried to do things on my own. It's not good. Doesn't work out like you think it is. Definitely not like you dreamt it was going to be. So seek through the eyes of Christ and what he has prepared for you. Remember, you are his workmanship. That should give you goosebumps. The beauty of being you is you are God's workmanship. Wow. So those negative thoughts that you had this morning when you looked in the mirror and you saw the wrinkles and you said, oh, I needed about another 3 hours more of sleep. And the kids were driving me crazy. And then my hubby and I, we had an incident this morning. And then I couldn't find my phone and I forgot my keys and I didn't know where my purse was. And now I'm here listening to you. That was my day. That was my morning, all within less than an hour and a half. And I'm supposed to feel great about life. Yeah, you are. Because it's the beauty of being you. You're God's workmanship. Seek through the eyes of Christ and what he has prepared for you. Knock on the door and wait to see God's response. That doesn't mean wait and you're not taking action. Oh no, you're still doing what you're supposed to be doing. But what you're doing is you're allowing God to open and close the doors accordingly. The beauty of being you is knowing that you are loved and accepted in every moment of your life. You have nothing to prove. You do not have to be someone you are not. And it's unfortunate that you may have started your day just like that, trying to be somebody else instead of being you. The beauty of being you. Look in the mirror. If you're not around one right now, find a reflection. Okay, if you're driving, don't. Maybe you could look briefly in your rearview mirror as if you're paying attention to the traffic behind you. But if you're sitting still and you even just have a cell phone, pick up your phone and just look at that reflection. Do you see that beautiful person that is looking back at you? God created that extraordinary, wonderful, beautiful woman, an incredible man. Don't wash it all away just because you're having a moment. Stop having the moments. Let God take the moments. The beauty of being you is knowing that you are loved right where you are. You have nothing to prove. And you have everything to gain. Your dreams can come true when you're being you. You see, the beauty of being you is because it is you. You matter. Go out today, live, love, and impact like crazy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.